today. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Sirius Road, open daily 10 to 5. Wishing you the warmest of holidays.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
James Cowles Jewelers in Rodeo Plaza is gearing up for the holiday season with their annual store-wide buy one, get one free sale. Sale runs from Wednesday, November 16th through Wednesday, November 23rd. Take advantage of this exceptional opportunity to dazzle that special someone. And when you buy one, you get one free. Come in and see James Cowles Jewelers' extensive inventory of unique and creative pieces. Visit the store for all the details. James Cowles Jewelers, 2801 Rodeo Road in Rodeo Plaza. See our ad and names and numbers.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and we first of all want to take a moment to honor all of our veterans who have sacrificed and served our nation. Friday was Veterans Day, and in recognition of all that our servicemen and women have done to contribute to our national security, we offer a simple and collective thank you for this extraordinary service. Now, in no way is it comparable, but as our small contribution to recognizing the significance of the devotion of our people in the armed forces, we would like to focus today on the importance of offering superior and excellent service in whatever endeavor that we may be pursuing. Though our giving good customer service and our work in the real estate industry pales in importance when compared to the commitment given by our men and women in the armed forces, we believe that there are lessons to be learned from our veterans when it comes to giving our best for the buyers and sellers that we serve every single day. So joining me here in the studio for a discussion of this topic is my guest co-host, Ms. Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Also joining us in the studio today is regular guest commentator, Mr. Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Welcome to both of you.
Great.
Good afternoon.
And later on the show, I will have a special guest interview about the importance of providing excellent service to our clients with Greg Antonsen, the managing broker of Sotheby's International Realty, as well as with interior designer Annie O'Carroll and Vince Marciano of the Saks Insurance Agency. But before we bring on all my guests, we invite you to go to our website, as we always suggest, and check out all the companies who provide an array of services offering value to you. Go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these useful resources. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, I'd like to now welcome Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage for his weekly Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook chapter, which I suspect will touch upon the importance of providing good client service. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks, Ray. I would say now more than ever, customer service is very, very important to what all of us do. I think mostly because of the educational aspect of what we do and the ability to actually provide what's necessary in any purchase transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most mortgage loan officers would agree that probably the most important ally that we have within our respective offices is our processor. I happen to have four of the best processors, in my opinion, in the business. And they really know how to put these files together and how to get the deal done. And I think they're the unsung heroes of the process, because they don't always get the recognition. A lot of times they get the abuse part of the process.
Sure.
Because they are the one person in the transaction that has to relate to the borrower what's required by the underwriter. And this is not of their making. This is what the underwriter is asking for.
Right.
So I think most people don't really understand what it is these processors do. So there's actually a list of things that I'd like to relate to the listeners this morning. So the first thing is that the processor would assemble the file in the order of the required documents required by the lender, and then if there are any additional items needed, they'll issue an updated needs list to the borrower and to the loan officer to make sure that these documents are not missing and they are in the file. Next thing would be that they would order the title work, and when that title work is received, she and the loan officer will review it to make sure there are no issues that need to be addressed, fixed, and that may delay closing. The next thing would be that she has to research on whether or not this is an arm's length transaction, and also she ensures that all parties to the transaction are not precluded by HUD from participating in the transaction. And that's something we can elaborate on later on if you like. She would also send an order to the lender for an appraisal, and once that appraisal is approved by the lender and received by us, she will make sure it's delivered to the client in the required form per HVCC is signed for by the borrowers, and that starts the required 3-day waiting period prior to closing. So that's a pretty important part of this, because the closer we get to closing, the more relative that 3 days is. Then she would also order tax transcripts from IRS to match the tax returns we receive to make sure that they match what IRS has, because in this day and age, some people actually use a TurboTax program and don't actually give us the tax return that they filed. No
fair.
She'll also verify the borrower's assets and employment. And finally, she'll run the file through the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac automated underwriting program for initial approval, and then make sure that all the documentation in that approval is in the file and ready to send to underwriting for their written approval. So it's a pretty long list of things that they're required to do. And I think later on we'll probably touch on what happens after approval and what it is they have to do. But that customer service aspect of what we do, again, most of the time goes unnoticed.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right that in the real estate process there are so many unsung heroes that play such a major role and are critical to our success. And especially now, again, we talk about this all the time as the pendulum swung the other direction, particularly in the mortgage market after the meltdown of 2008. The entire real estate process has become much more complicated. So all of those people, I think we just give a collective thank you, processors in the mortgage side, all the staff in real estate brokerages, all the people who work in the title companies, they all deserve to take a bow today. So, Ron Blessy, you're going to stay with us for the rest of the show. Thank you for that excellent summary, and we will touch upon some of those additional issues as we go through the program. I now have the pleasure of introducing once again Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. I have to believe that providing good service to your clients is not only common sense, that you obviously use every single day at Santa Fe Trust, but it also is something that your clients expect.
Absolutely, and I think in every industry, customer service, good customer service, has become required. In our industry, listening to what Ron just said, you know, those processors move things through, and you don't get your final result unless that happens.
Exactly.
In our industry, we have to pay attention to the beneficiaries or the grantors. And in order to do that and get the grantor's wishes supplied to that beneficiary, it's sometimes a very difficult relationship. But unless we do, the grantor is not served.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you want to provide the highest benefit, the highest service to that beneficiary who's left after the grantor has already put the money there for them to have. Many times it means, Ray, that if the grantor said you can't have your $5 million until you're 45,
mm-hmm.
and you know, at when you finish college and when you buy a house, there's the stipend, et cetera, et cetera, sometimes the beneficiary would prefer to have it earlier, that in those cases, the parent or the grantor many times knows the personality or the tenets of that individual and has set it up that way. It's my job to be in the middle, that trust officer to be in the middle, making sure that the grantor who left the money is served and the beneficiary is also served.
And explaining to perhaps that, let's use the word, disgruntled young kid who wants the to put it simply, the dough right away,
right.
But that it's in their best interest.
That's right.
To spread it out over time, you're probably helping in the maturation process for
absolutely.
These young people.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you a question, too. Ron raised a good point about the fact that often people that are in the staff side of our industry are under the most pressure because they're the ones that have to deal with the problems that occur, the different personalities,
absolutely.
Buyers and sellers. I suspect the same thing is the case at Santa Fe Trust.
Absolutely. The same thing is the case with our business because they're on the front lines of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you know, saying to our veterans, a lot of them were on the front lines. You don't know everything that they did to get the result, but without that player, you get nowhere.
Since you brought up Veterans Day, and we are today honoring what occurred on Friday, this holiday, as they do actually characterize it, and there is a difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day honoring people that are serving, not only those that unfortunately gave us the greatest sacrifice, but those that are living and serving today. You're the daughter of a vet.
I'm a daughter of a World War II veteran. Very proud veteran who was at Normandy,
mm-hmm.
who was in the Rhineland, who opened the doors at Belsen. And so Veterans Day means a lot to me.
Wow.
I'm the sister of a Vietnam veteran
mm-hmm.
who just retired a few weeks after civil service, 43 years of service to the government. And I will say that one of the things when you look at the sacrifices that individuals make that are in our armed services and the way that they do things, it is very precise. It is with a lot of commitment, and I can remember the day that my next to oldest brother came home and said, well, I'm going to go to Vietnam. Talking to my dad, it was a very quiet conversation.
Sure.
But it's my duty to serve.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and I'm old enough to remember this because I actually got a high draft number. I was eligible to be drafted into the military during the Vietnam conflict. But those soldiers who came back had a different reception from our country because of the political environment as opposed to what veterans today are enjoying. And so we need to reflect on that no matter the time and the service, is that they all need to be honored for what they've given to us. Got about another minute here, Kathy. Besides being the daughter of a vet, you also just attended a gathering in D.C. that
I
sort
did.
Of relates to service, doesn't it?
I did. I just came back from an event that was held in Washington, D.C. called AfriCare, and it was the annual dinner held every November. It's a group that has been raising money for the continent of Africa for about 40 years, and the money is designed to teach people on the continent how to use the continent to farm, to fish, whatever their resources are. There's not just a handout in this particular case. It's a hand up, and they employ mostly people from the continent, mostly Africans, who can teach others exactly how to dig the well or et cetera. But it's a program where I think this last time they raised about $1 million. They have several other corporate sponsors where they are actually helping the continent because they believe the continent can supply the rest of the world in some cases.
Interesting.
With their natural resources, yes.
Wow. Well, quite a gathering. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that throughout the show today. But Juno Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here in All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to bring Greg Antonsen, the managing broker of Sotheby's International Realty, on the show with us to talk about service to your clients and how important it is as we honor Veterans Day. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Thinking about a new Ford? Now's the time. Your New Mexico Ford dealer is the place during our year-end sales event. Right now, get up to $6,000 cash back when you purchase your new 2011 Ford F-150 regular cab, super cab, or super crew. Test drive the class-exclusive EcoBoost 3.5 liter with 365 horsepower, 420 pounds of torque, and best-in-class towing. Or choose the 2011 Super Duty and take advantage of $5,500 factory cash back. The top 6.7 liter turbocharged diesel has best-in-class towing and payload capacity and best-in-class fuel economy. Drive one today. Ford F-150, America's number one truck for 34 years running. Get $3,000 cash back when you buy the 2011 Ford Escape, one of America's best-selling SUVs. Or choose best-in-class fuel economy with a 2011 Ford Ranger and get up to $5,500 cash back. Don't miss the savings during the year-end sales event only at your New Mexico Ford dealer. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds with 3.7-liter V6 4x2 based on Ford Drive cycle tests of comparably equipped competitive vehicles, according to Ford Motor Company sales in Call 31 2010.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Find us online at santafe.com. Keyword, talk. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC as well as on the internet on santafe.com. Today we are honoring Veterans Day, which occurred on Friday, and we're actually taking a theme from the service that our men and women in the armed forces have given to our country, the proud service that they've offered to us, and we're using that to sort of talk about how excellent service in whatever our pursuit may be. This is a real estate show, so we're talking a lot about that, but whatever you're pursuing day-to-day, how excellent service is important working not only with your coworkers but offering to your clients. Before we go back into that conversation, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information, call Tom Simon, who we three here, with Kathy Roberts of Santa Fe Trust and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, know quite well. Tom Simon is the owner of Westgate Properties, and you can get a hold of Tom at 995-3134. That's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now would like to introduce our brokerage manager and qualifying broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Greg Antonsen. Great to have you back on the show, Greg.
Thank you, Ray. I'm pleased to be here.
Greg, you know our theme today is the importance of providing excellent service to our clients, which I suspect is one of the main reasons that you have found actually leading Sotheby's International Realty here in Santa Fe so rewarding. Is that the case?
Well, indeed. And, you know, I've been in this position now for 4.5 months, so I've more than gotten my feet wet. And I've been completely impressed with the services we bring, beginning with our people, who are some of the best trained, most professional, I think, in the local industry. The culture at Sotheby's places primary emphasis on trust, integrity, knowledge of the local markets, and interaction with the financial community, and, of course, continuing education.
Yeah, and this is coming from a gentleman who actually owned his own real estate brokerage in Hawaii, actually came from another distinguished company, Christie's International. So for you to say that, I think that means a lot, and it means a lot to us in the firm. But it also, I think, translates, Greg, don't you agree, into a message for consumers?
Well, it does. It translates into a huge message. And combined with our people, naturally, we bring our brand, which for 266 years has represented integrity and credibility. You know, we're recognized worldwide, and this provides our firm and our clients access to the world's most qualified buyers, whether they're interested in acquiring a $200,000 condo or a multi-million dollar home.
Mm-hmm. And, Greg, you know that my special guest co-host today is Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and also in the studio with me is Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. We all work together sort of seamlessly. That's part of the service thing. And Kathy, actually, in the green room, Greg, was talking to me about something that I would have said, and that is reminding me that for consumers, a real estate purchase is probably the biggest one that they're going to have in their life. Oh, isn't that a green?
Absolutely. And I've been in the position of having purchased many homes across the country, different places. And, you know, for a consumer, this is probably the most important transaction. So trust and those kinds of things that he was just talking about have to be paramount, because you're not going to make another transaction possibly this large in your life.
Greg, you agree with that, I know. And Ron Blessy from the mortgage side has talked about how, because the circumstances in real estate have changed since 2008, that this fact, this recognition of real estate being the biggest purchase, I mean, it's obvious, but it's become even more significant. Don't you agree, Greg?
Oh, it's become even more significant. And, you know, over the years, Santa Fe has really turned into an international city. It's an international destination. And, you know, one of the other services that our company provides is an incredible website. We offer language translation. We offer currency exchange information, which is all crucial for online visitors to begin to make choices and decisions about Santa Fe.
Now, speaking of the importance of providing excellent service to clients, you recently attended a global gathering in Miami of Sotheby's agents from all over the world. What was your takeaway from this?
You know, it was amazing, and I think part of the proof of the fact that our markets are changing, and I think in a positive way, is the fact, it just in the number of attendants. A year ago, at the same conference in San Diego, there were just under 500 attendees from across the world. This year, we had just shy of 1,200. So we more than doubled the number of attendees from 30 countries. And it was amazing to see and to hear some of the stories about how markets are slowly, and the emphasis there is on the word slowly, but they are slowly improving.
Yeah. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, that statistic, now it's an internal Sotheby's gathering, but the fact that in this current economy, Greg saw more than a doubling of the number of attendees, it does speak something to the market, doesn't it?
I think it does, and I think it also speaks to the Sotheby's brand and the level of expertise that Sotheby's agents possess. And, Greg, my experience with your local office here has always been a great experience because of the level of knowledge that the agents have that I see, the quality of the contracts, the follow-through, that kind of thing. So I think that those of us that are left in the business have a very serious commitment to what we do, and that's showing in the level of expertise that
well,
we all possess.
I thank you for that, and coming from you, indeed, it's very well, much appreciated.
Greg, one way of measuring the value of providing excellent client service actually lies in the numbers. And so as we let you go out here in the next couple of minutes, what's your take on where the market is currently, both from the standpoint of Sotheby's being a leader in the market, obviously, but generally speaking, then what do you see from your vantage point as we go into the new year?
You know, where I see us now, and I think heading into the new year, is entering a phase of price stability, and this is backed by conversations I've had with a number of major financial institutions in town. And so that's good news for everyone, for buyers and sellers. But one thing I want to emphasize also before I leave is, you know, one of the other services we provide is community involvement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, among supporting things like Christus St. Vincent, the Santa Fe Community Foundation, our agents have enthusiastically embraced Kitchen Angels. And this Thanksgiving, we're devoting the entire week. Our people will be working in the kitchen at Kitchen Angels, chopping, preparing food, and delivering food the entire week of Thanksgiving. And I couldn't be more proud of everyone for stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, that's very commendable and done enthusiastically by so many of our brokers. Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is also intimately involved, Greg, with the nonprofit community and giving back. And we actually did a remote broadcast together.
We did.
That's important to you and your business, isn't it?
It's very important. And I think what he just described is the broader definition of service. And when you think of the name Sotheby's, there's nothing better than having a good name and then being able to cast that across your entire community with that kind of an event. You don't get a better response.
Well, Greg, you know, we have sort of a serious topic today, but just in the moment of lightness, Greg throws a heck of a party. He had a cocktail party this last week at his house out in Las Campanas. I was there. Thank you so much for that. And you can, as I asked him, I said, can you do this every week?
I'll do my best.
All right, very good. Anyway, this is the brokerage manager and qualifying broker at Sotheby's International Realty, Greg Antonsen. Thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Do you know, Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, I'll continue my conversation with Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as well as with Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage and a couple of other special guests, so stay tuned.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
More and more families are finding themselves caught in the squeeze of adjustable rate and other non-fixed mortgages. And they are quickly realizing they simply can't afford the payments. And whether they realize it or not, they might even lose their homes. Consider this. Over 2 million mortgages will reset over the next 18 months, putting monthly payments out of reach for many. One of them just might be yours. That's why the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, the nation's largest and longest-serving nonprofit credit counseling organization, established the Homeowner Crisis Resource Center at housinghelpnow.org. This free resource offers you direct access to NFCC-certified housing counselors. There's also the Mortgage Reality Check to help you determine if you're at risk or just need a nudge in the right financial direction. And there's a huge amount of useful information and financial tools. Visit housinghelpnow.org today. The house you save just might be your own. A public service message from the NFCC.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, which is heard every Sunday from 12 to 1 on 1260 KTRC AM. But you can also listen to it on the internet on santafe.com, or you can go to allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there we have a button, and you can tell your friends and family and anybody who's just lollygagging around on a Sunday that they can tune in on the internet and listen to what I think is excellent commentary, not coming from my lips, but from the lips of my guests, and the two I have in the studio are no exception. Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, both of them are with us today, and we're talking about service to our clients and and others and how important it is. And again, we're sort of honoring Veterans Day, which occurred on Friday. I want to bring on well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to join us in this conversation. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Very good. Thank you.
Annie, today we, as you know, are discussing the importance of how best we serve our clients, which I have to believe is a central tenet in how you conduct your own interior design business.
Well, and I was just thinking exactly, Greg, I think, said it, that the circumstances have changed so much in 2008 in the real estate business, which directly affects the interior design business. So my business has also changed quite a bit from 2008.
And I just want to take a moment here to tell Ron and Kathy that you sent me an email saying that you missed being with them today. They were in the studio.
Yes, I feel like we're a team now, and
we miss her too.
Strange not to be there.
Well, we're going to be doing some more remote broadcasts together, and Gino Thompson, with his permission, my producer, if we can squeeze more people here in the studio, we'll try, but it gets really warm in here. So, anyway, we miss having you too. Annie, talk a little bit more about some of your observations of good service in interior design, and maybe give us an example of how that made the difference with one of your clients.
Well, you know, my business is very fluid, and I think that the biggest lesson for me since the change in the economy has really been to let go of old ways of doing things and to really be more fluid in how I work, and especially to really listen to people and understand what it is they're looking for, mm-hmm. because what's important to one person may not be important to another person. And I am fortunate. I have the flexibility to sort of move and shape my business according to who is sitting in front of me. You know, it's not so automatic anymore, and every single project has its own shape and nuances.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to diss the Internet, but it's interesting you're bringing this up. I'm reminded of a conversation I had with Stephen Etri last week where we talked about the difference between people that he deals with as customers that come into to his gallery and people who buy things on the Internet. They lose that sort of face-to-face thing. Well, for you, obviously, it's one-on-one with Ron Blessy. It's one-on-one in mortgage business, and certainly with Kathy Roberts at Santa Fe Trust, dealing with people that have very important trust products that they have to understand. That face-to-face communication makes all the difference in the world. Agreed?
Absolutely. And with my business, it's very personal. I'm getting into how people live, how they spend money, their aesthetic, maybe their partner's aesthetic. And my process with a typical project is quite long. It's, you know, 6 months to a year or even more. So I'm really in there, and it's very personal, and it has to feel really good. It has to be respectful, and there has to be a lot of trust. Mm. Yes, for sure.
Well, Annie, as always, very useful observations. And, again, if you want to contact Annie O'Carroll for your own interior design needs, simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there, prominently featured on our homepage, is Annie O'Carroll's logo. Annie, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about good service to clients and others. And I promise you that you, Ron, and Kathy and I will be doing a remote broadcast again real soon, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. Enjoy the day.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, with nearly 150-year history in Santa Fe, Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center has evolved into a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital, serving a 7-county area of north-central New Mexico with a population of nearly 300,000. The 268-bed hospital uses cutting-edge technology, has a long-standing commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center has one of the only three trauma centers in all of New Mexico and has the second busiest emergency department in the state, offering high-level quality and compassionate care in a wide range of specialties. For more information about Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. Again, that's www.stvin.org, or call them at 505-995-8800. So with that, I now want to welcome Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everyone over there?
Well, we're doing okay. I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, who you know well, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage in the studio with me today. And, Vince, you know, we're talking about the importance of providing excellent service to our clients, and I'm really curious how this manifests itself when you actually offer homeowner and condo association insurance to your own clients.
Yeah, exactly. We do offer both those services to our clients, and you know, even those that aren't our clients yet, but we always encourage everyone out there in this particular type of economic environment is to put your insurance agent, your agent's agency to work. You know, have them shop for you, make certain that all of your risks are mitigated, and have them identify alternatives for you to most fully mitigate all of your concerns and get you the best price available.
And I'm looking at Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Those same sort of characteristics of how Vince advises his clients essentially comes down to due diligence, and that's critical as well in the mortgage industry.
It is, and I'd like to give Vince a plug on that subject because I've had the pleasure of dealing with him. And, you know, he's right there, he's right on it, and he has the ability to shop and broker out various insurance products that are out there, and he always comes up with a great premium. In my experience with him, it's far better than anyone else I've seen.
Hey, Vince, I want to give you one specific example Mr. Blessy shared with me, which talks to your good customer service. He said that he talked to you once about a client, and that you then called him and profusely apologized because I think it was a matter of a couple of hours before you got back to him, which, you know.
That's a great standard.
I mean, in our service industries, and we're all in the service industries, that's pretty extraordinary. So you didn't need to apologize, my friend. That was above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, that was because he was traveling, too.
Oh,
he was out of the area. He couldn't get service.
Oh,
so
amazing.
You know, he was forgiven. For...
Well, hey, Vince, I'm just curious, in your dealings with your clients and Ron and Kathy both referenced this earlier in the show, and I don't know if you heard this, but how important it is working with your support staff, those people that basically are the guts of the operation. Is that critical for you at Sachs Insurance?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing. You could always work incredibly hard to mitigate all the risks and provide the best pricing, but what's truly going to sell the deal and establish a relationship is servicing that account well.
Mm-hmm.
Because people only want to contact their insurance agent when they're in need of getting a claim filed or having people be responsive to their needs. And if the service component isn't there, you're going to very quickly lose the client.
Yeah. And I'm looking at Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, when you're dealing with your trust clients, what Vince is talking about is important. But I had a specific question. Are there insurance-related trust issues that you have?
There are. There's several. One large one that people use is called an insurance life insurance product, where they put that life insurance in an irrevocable trust so that when it comes out to the beneficiary in the future, there's no taxation. And the services behind that are important because they're related to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get it wrong. It has to be perfect. It has to be, the notifications have to go on time. And without the right agent servicing that, you know, you can have a penetration of that account. And so those kinds of things related to insurance or others or a perpetual trust, if you don't give good service, the next generation is not going to choose you as their trustee.
I think what we're sort of talking about today, Vince, is the sort of the seamless relationship that all of us have. I mean, some of us are directly involved in real estate related matters. Some of us have more of a peripheral role. But, man, I find that almost every single day I'm working more closely with people like Kathy and people like you and people like Ron. Are you discovering that in your own insurance business, that people that are part of this real estate process are playing a bigger role with you, Vince?
Well, what we do is we have relationships with several different brokers out there. And through the history we've established and being able to service their clients and provide, you know, great rates for them and also service the account once established, that they're comfortable with who we are and the services we provide and they come back to us. And it gets kind of to where I was with Ron. You know, it's critical that we're responsive to their needs because sometimes the turnaround periods are very, very short. Yeah. We want to make certain that we get all the information to them so that they can have all the pieces of the puzzle put together when they come to closing.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we are seeing it in the insurance side.
Ron Blessy's agreeing with you, Ron?
Yeah, I mean, that's really true because oftentimes insurance is one of the last things that's actually documented prior to closing, and you know, waiting two or three or four days or a week for a response is not time effective and cost effective. So, you know, that kind of response and that kind of service is critical to what I do.
Hey, I have a different question for you, Vince. The last time you were going to be on the show, you unfortunately, your wife experienced a little automobile accident. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But I'm just curious, talking about service, did you get good service on fixing the car?
Oh, I have an insider's advantage, so absolutely.
Yeah, so it was not really an issue, right?
No, it wasn't.
Well, listen, we do value you being a supporter of All Things Real Estate and the excellent commentary that you bring to the program. And, again, I want to remind anyone, particularly in Vince's sweet spot, which is homeowner and condo association insurance, if anyone out there that's listening wants to actually get a hold of Vince, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there is the Sachs Insurance Agency. Vince, big plans for the rest of this rainy Sunday?
No, we're going to, I think, take in a little bit of football this afternoon and enjoy the Sunday.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for your commentary about good customer service and how important it is, particularly in your industry of insurance. And we look forward to having you on the show again in a remote broadcast right around the corner, okay?
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
All right, talk to you soon. That's Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency. Gino, I got about a minute or so here, I think, before we take a break. So, guys, Ron, actually, you asked me a question before, and you had set this up, and so I'm going to let you hit it out of the park now. What happens after the processor receives the automated something or other?
Well, it's more than a something or other. It's the automated underwriting approval.
All that,
this is a
all that little detail.
Yeah, it's just a little thing. That's all. This is an actual computerized underwriting program that we interface with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with. And it's a matter of running all the numbers through the program, getting an approval. Then the next step is to actually send the documentation that supports those numbers. So that's the next thing that the processor actually does. And once that file is sent to underwriting, the underwriter then checks in all of these various documents. And oftentimes, the underwriter will ask for some additional documentation. So at that point, the processor will contact the client and say, well, we need another bank statement or we need another pay stub. And, you know, I tell my clients right from the beginning, these are not negotiable items. Uh-huh. And whether I ask for it or the processor asks for it, it's something that we need. And you know, because this is an emotional process and you know, people tend to get a little tense, you know, through the process, sometimes the processor takes the brunt of a response that, you know, that the borrower doesn't understand.
Sure.
But these are important things that the processor has to do. And at that point, once we get everything signed off by the underwriter, we get to clear the close. And then we order closing documents, or the processor does.
Right.
And she navigates the file to the title company and then through closing.
Mm-hmm.
So the one and only thing that a processor can't do unless they're licensed by the state and they have a federal NMLS number is they can't talk about terms. They can't talk rates, costs, that kind of thing. That is only for the loan officer to
right.
do. But the rest of this process is really handled by the processor. It's a tireless job,
yeah.
and it's one that doesn't receive a lot of recognition. But if you're a borrower out there and you're interfacing with a processor, mm-hmm. treat them like gold.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good message, and I want to treat my producer, Gino Thompson, like gold because we need to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. So stay tuned. We're going to go into our famous Open House of the Week segment.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Ray Valdez.
And I'm Peter Bratt from the movie La Misión. We're letting you know that if you're HIV positive, you can live a healthy life with the help of Southwest Care Center in Santa Fe.
Finding out if you're positive will allow you to get the assistance you need. Southwest Care Center provides an HIV test with results in just 10 minutes. The test is free and anonymous.
Call 888-320-8200 to make your appointment for a rapid HIV test today.
Porque es mejor saber.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are actually honoring Veterans Day, which occurred on Friday, by talking about a theme that obviously our men and women in service embrace every single day, and that is how best you serve whomever you are serving and whatever you're pursuing. In the case of people in the military, it's our country and our national security. But we're taking that theme and we're talking about it from a real estate standpoint. And with the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is always brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Today we're sort of changing things up a little bit. We're honored to have a designer builder on the line with us today. Mr. Arch Sproul is actually sitting at a property that's going to be on Open House today. It's one of three that are in the Kachina Ridge development. And Arch, delighted to have you on the program. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Arch took me on a little tour of these properties, and I should just right off the bat say that not only are we talking about an open house that one of our colleagues, Phil Hansen, is actually doing, and he's doing it on behalf of the listing broker, who's Darlene Street, all of us in Sotheby's, so we've got a big crowd of people that are involved with this particular property. You are sitting at 1562 Kokosori Lane.
Yes, that I am.
And Arch, you're the proud builder of this property. Why don't you talk for a moment about it?
Well, I feel very blessed to have found this property. It's well located right off of Sirius Road in the new heart of Santa Fe, over there near Denver Mattress Company. You take a left and come over to Avenida de las Americas. And it's isolated, it's close to movies and shopping centers, the new heart of Santa Fe, and very close to Chavez Center, and many of my residents will go over there, take yoga classes, weightlifting, and swimming and hockey for the kids. And what's neat about Kachina Ridge is that we offer things that you normally don't find anywhere else in town, you know, innovative designs, unsurpassed quality, and affordability. We've already completed 51 homes in this development with over 21 different models already, which are all distinctly different. And every one of our homes has exceeded code structurally and include green elements like Lowy windows, Energy Star appliances, and high-efficiency boilers. But having built 25 years into, like, solar homes, we just completed a home which is my proudest achievement, what we're calling Santa Fe Hybrid Homes, and it's a LEED Platinum designation on it.
Well, and these are extraordinary properties. Again, I took a tour because what we're setting up with this open house today is actually a major remote broadcast that we're going to be doing from these three properties next Sunday right there at Kachina Ridge, so we invite everyone to go by. And by the way, I think that Darlene Street is offering a special gift certificate for anyone who comes to the open house today and comes back next week. This is a significant gift from for a local restaurant, and I encourage everyone to take advantage of that. So you have to go see Phil Hansen, our colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, today at 1562 Kokosori Lane. If Arch is there, the builder, you have a chance to meet him. And Arch, I should say that we have two big fans of yours here in the office, in the studio. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage speaks very highly of you, and Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, she's heard about you, so she holds you in high regard now. So they're both here, and I think maybe I want to shift gears for a moment and give you a chance. I think I have this correct because of Veterans Day on Friday. You have someone that was significant in your life who actually played a major role in the military. Is that correct?
Yeah, my father was a retired three-star general. He got the Distinguished Service Cross at in D-Day at Omaha Beach. And
And Kathy Roberts talked at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you heard about her own relationship with your own dad, right? Mm-hmm. Who was actually on Normandy as well, correct?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a day for remembrance of all sorts of things, but the service that our men and women in the military offers to this country is something that we don't talk about enough. And so we're delighted to be sort of, if I can use the word, taking a theme from that kind of service and using it to talk about people like you, Arch, who devote a lot of service to your clients, the people that you build properties for. Anything else you want to share with us about this house?
Well, these houses right now, because of the reality of the market right now, I have houses that, one that I sold a couple of years ago for $410, I'm selling for $309 right now.
Wow.
A house that I sold for $310, even in January of last year, I've just marked down to $250. So. Mm. This is an incredible time with interest rates, et cetera, to get into the market here.
Yeah, and to take advantage of these very well-built properties. One of the things that Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage is talking about is the quality of product that you turn out, Arch. Good luck today with the open house. I encourage everyone to go over and see Arch Sproul at 1562 Cocosori Lane, right there in Kachina Ridge. Phil Hansen, our colleague at Sotheby's, will be holding an open house. What does it start? Is it from 1 to 3? Is that it?
Yes, Phil's here right now, and I think he'll be here till 3. And we have 3 houses open, and they're all incredible values. My finish crews do homes all over town, and so they're the same people I use everywhere, and you see unsurpassed quality at such a good price.
Excellent. So stop by that open house today and then join us next week when we'll actually be doing a remote broadcast from the same village, subdivision of Kachina Ridge. Arch, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate today, and enjoy your afternoon, okay?
Well, thank you so very much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, you were right, Ron. He's quite a gentleman, and I really enjoyed meeting him. I met him for the first time this past week.
He does build beautiful product, too. I mean, I've seen his higher-end product years back, and the fact that he's transitioned into this more affordable segment of the market, I think, is a real testimony to the way he has chosen to move through this particular place and time.
Yeah, well,
at.
I right. think...
Great opportunity for the consumer.
It is. And coming from the house junkie that Kathy Roberts, the CEO of...
Yeah,
of
I gotta
Santa
go.
Trust. Yeah,
we've already... Be there this afternoon.
Well, she might be this afternoon, but we'll maybe come back for the open house next week, the remote broadcast that we're going to do. Guys, we've got, about 4 minutes thereabouts? Yeah, about 4 minutes. Which is a lot of time to sort of review for the listeners our take on how giving good service to our clients is so important in this economy. Ron, I'll let you go first.
Well, last week we were talking about, not to pick on it, but on the Internet, and how customer service is not necessarily paramount when you're dealing with somebody who's across the country, because
right.
that person may not have an intimate knowledge of this market in this environment. So that part of our customer service, our expertise and our knowledge of this market, I think, is really, really important for the consumer. And certainly, I think consumers these days are more discerning than ever because they want the most bang for their buck. They want us to respond. They want us to know what we're talking about. They want us to advise them so they can make an informed decision. And that's where customer service, I think, is so important for all of us. No matter what area of this process we're in,
mm-hmm.
we really have to know what we're doing, and we have to be able to impart that to the consumer.
Yeah, because consumers, Kathy, they can figure it out immediately if you're
Absolutely.
If you're shucking them. If you don't know what you're talking about, it's going to come through
it's
immediately.
Come out.
And I know that that's critical too. I mean, particularly in your industry, dealing with trust products. For clients, that's very esoteric stuff.
Absolutely. Individuals are looking for the customer service relationship, but they're looking for an expert. And when you're talking about our trust officers, they are experts, and you have a relationship with that trust officer. It may be on a financial product, on a trust product. It could be on a personal note of, I need something special for my health, and that team of trust officers that we have is an incredible group of folks who touch base with their clients on a regular basis, whether it's in person, on the phone, or need to get on a plane, or sit by the hospital bed sometimes.
Sure, sure. So, and not always happy, but it's great to have that kind of service. Well, Kathy Roberts, I want to thank you again, as always, for being my special co-host today.
Thanks for having us.
Good for you always bringing some thoughtful commentary to the show. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, thank you, as always, for being part of the program.
My pleasure.
And your arm is improving.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Actually, I don't even know it's there anymore.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good sign, I think. Anyway, Sotheby's Brokerage Manager Greg Antonsen, thank you for giving us your observations on excellent client service, as well as to Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, as well as interior designer Annie O'Carroll for your comments on this topic. Gino Thompson, my producer, I want to thank you personally for all the excellent service that you give to All Things Real Estate. And to Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners your own version of excellent client service. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today, and please join me next Sunday for a remote broadcast from the Kachina Ridge subdivision of Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.